This is the perceive process. We start by closing your eyes. And now, focus on your breath. Notice when the in-breath begins, and notice when it ends. Notice when the out-breath begins, and when it ends. And now notice the rhythm of when in begins and then makes the transition to the out-breath. Notice how long each phase takes, how long the in-breath takes, and how long the out-breath takes. And now notice the space between the in and out. It's a smooth transition, it's not a hard stop. It just morphs gently from in to out to in to out. Notice that transition is a transition of energy, of life energy. And now extend your awareness outside of yourself to notice that you are inside a globe of energy. And let this globe expand and extend further and further until it seems to fill the whole universe. Now let yourself become aware that you are in the center of the globe, and that as the center of the globe, there are lines of energy extending from you in all directions. Like being the hub of a bicycle with spokes going out everywhere, above, beneath, from all sides, top and bottom. And notice that there is an infinite amount of these lines of energy extending from you out to the edges of this globe and then spiraling out through it to the space beyond it. These are the infinite timelines that are made possible by every choice you make. Each one leads to a different future. Each time, a path, a choice is made and creates a new timeline. Simply wait and just notice all the timelines extending away from you. And now while you're noticing these timelines, see if you can notice the timeline of history that is the one you have been living on and walking, the path you've been taking for some time. As you look at it, you may notice events that have passed leading up to this moment, feelings you have had, actions you have taken, roles you have played. These are all part of the movie that accompanies the timeline of your life on that path. And now just take a look and notice some of the current events that are also supporting this path. Perhaps even a challenge you're facing. And notice that at each major decision point in your life, other optional paths were available and then not taken. And those timelines fade and disappear as new ones are born. Each time you say yes or no, a new path, a new timeline of a possible future is born out of that yes or no, out of the action taken or not taken. And now notice that the circumstances of the present have been carried along by actions and thoughts and feelings and decisions and events of the past timeline. And notice that even now, there are choices that can be made that would take you to other paths. Now see if you can notice a different timeline that is calling for your attention. One that feels more loving, more successful in terms of what you want. And although you can't see the events on it, the sense of moving forward along it feels more congruent with how you want your future to unfold, the life you want to be living. It may be calling to you. It may be faintly glowing like a string that's taken on a light. Just notice this different timeline. And as you put your feet on it, notice the difference in the sense of harmony with the essence of you, harmony with what you truly want to be experiencing in your life. And let yourself feel what you feel as you take a few steps on that path. If you were to give words to the feeling of being on this new timeline, what are some of the words that describe the feeling or sense of being on this path and the energy that it has? And now, put your foot back on the old timeline and see if you can notice the energy that that timeline has. And look down into the distance of the future of that timeline. See if you can notice where that energy is leading to, the kind of energy of experience that that timeline will take you to. What are some words that would describe the feeling of being back on that timeline? And now just bring your feet back onto this new path, this new harmonious aligned path. And see if you can notice, even though you may not see events or circumstances of the future, see if you can notice or sense in the distance the future of this timeline and the energy of the experience that's a natural consequence of following a more aligned path. And allow yourself to really feel what it would be like to walk on this path, to be living in a whole new universe, one with more alignment, more ease, more joy, and more success for the things that are important to you. and now notice that simply by being aware of this new timeline and having stepped on it, sampled it, you've already begun to permanently take your feet off the old one, as you have made a choice just by being aware of the new one. And though the old one may call out to you, the echoes of that call get fainter and fainter until they disappear as you proceed on the new path. Knowing what you now know, that your future wasn't fixed, it wasn't inevitably attached to the previous timeline, if you look down this new timeline, what actions are showing themselves to you that are required if you are going to continue moving forward on it? What new awareness will accompany those actions that is important to carry with you? And what will you have to let go of to easily continue on this path? So now that you've stepped onto a new timeline, and it will play itself out, moving forward with each action you take, each yes or no, just know that there is an infinity of timelines available for you to follow and shift to you if your awareness calls you to do so. There may be other timelines that are even more refined in their congruence with who you are and what you're truly about and what you are truly here to do. And when you're ready, let your consciousness slowly and gently bring your eyes open and see the world through the lens of your new timeline. It may look a little different, or it may look even a little bit the same. Just let yourself feel and sense the shift, no matter how subtle, that you have made, so you can be more aware and more attuned to what this new timeline to the future is asking of you. And if it's appropriate and it feels right, capture what new awareness you may have gathered out of this process, whether by picture, symbol, word or words, feelings. That's up to you.